Hello, Cleaning Nation. It is time to have some fun, to soak up some wisdom, and to get everything you need to grow your cleaning company. Of course, if you love the show or if you're a huge fan, show us the love. Throw us a good rating on iTunes, reviews, all that good stuff. Make sure we're available on Facebook. We've got a private Facebook group. We're available on iTunes, YouTube, all sorts of good stuff. If you're a fan, show the world you're a proud member of Cleaning Nation. That said, today we are chatting with Cynthia Mejia from Janco. Janco currently cleans over 3 million square feet in Anchorage, Alaska, and she assured me that is not all the square footage. There is more square footage yet to be cleaned. If you want to reach out to Cynthia and her team, you get a hold of them at www.jancojanitorial.net. Cynthia, welcome to the show.
Hi, how's it going?
Fantastic. Glad to have you. I thought I'd lost you for a second.
I know, right? It might be that Alaska connection.
I hate to be that guy, but I'm in sunny Phoenix, Arizona. It's literally like 85 out and I've got windows in front of me and to the left of me and I can't see a cloud anywhere. So you're not close to me. Maybe that's the problem.
Maybe that's the problem. Enjoy that sunshine. I'll tell you that.
Sister, I will. And you know what we'll have to do? If you like, feel free to go outside, take a quick picture of you in front of your building and the weather that you're dealing with right now. We'll put it on your show notes page so people can see what Anchorage, Alaska looks like around about mid-March.
Awesome. Will do.
Cool. So I don't know if I should jump into the fact that you clean 3 million square feet first or the fact that you're in Anchorage, Alaska first. There's so many things to talk about. How long have you been in business, young lady?
So we have actually been in business since 1989. My father started the company. Obviously, it's grown into what it is now. And it started off as residential, and now we do commercial.
Fantastic. So 89, 99, 09. Gosh, we're coming up on 30 years, which is fantastic. Yeah. That's so cool to see generational. All right, and I got to ask you, I don't know how old you are. First of all, do you have kids?
No children, not married.
Well,
no.
That was my next question is what your dad kind of, you seems like you're taking over the family business. Will the kids be taking over the family business? The better question is, will there be kids? But well, you know, different topic for a different day.
Absolutely.
All right, so 30 years, 0 to 3 million square feet. About how many employees do you have running around there on any given day?
Currently, we've got about 138 to 140.
We've got people that run from 8 to 10, so only having a 2 employee variance over 100. You're doing a good job, Cynthia.
Thanks.
Yeah, most folks I ask are like, gosh, well, yesterday we had 55, but today I couldn't tell you. It might be 51, might be 62. Who knows? We're always stretching it. All right, anything we need to know about doing business as a commercial cleaner in Anchorage before we move on and I see if I can't give you some help?
You know, I just want to expand. So I don't know if you could get more people to come up here. That'd be cool, huh?
All right, Cleaning Nation, everyone within the sound of my voice, grab all of your belongings, not too much, just what you can carry in a carry-on, get on a plane, Alaska Airlines, go create some businesses for Cynthia to clean, for whatever that's worth. I think it's good to you, yes. Zero good, but I did my part.
Thanks.
Well, fantastic. I love your story and can't wait to hear more about you. What can I do to help you today and hopefully give some value to you and Cleaning Nation?
So speaking of expansion, we've had a couple people interested in franchising our company, and I have kind of strayed away from it mostly because I'm not sure how I would go about it. I kind of would like your, you know, insight on franchising and how you believe that it would be a good, you know, way to go about it, as cleaning is a little bit different than a restaurant industry or retail or anything like that.
Certainly. I would love to talk about that because many of the people I talk with, both on the podcast as well as private clients, that kind of expansion is often a question. It's not just there's a couple ways, right? First of all, it'd be franchising, which is fairly understood. Other people are like, I don't want to franchise anything. I just want to open my own kind of corporate own. So really, that multiple location question comes up a lot, whether it's franchise or company owned, but we'll focus on franchising today. So first and foremost, there's a couple ways to franchise there's one main way to franchise outside of the cleaning business, but then the cleaning business kind of has its own little set of rules. So the traditional franchise model is McDonald's, right? The person would give you a substantial amount of money up front, 30, 50 grand, somewhere in that neighborhood. You would give them operations manuals. Here's how we do this. Here's how we do that. Here's basically how to run your company and achieve the same success that we've achieved. And then they would give you somewhere between 5 and 10% typically on a monthly basis. Maybe some of that's for the franchisor, which would be you. And some of that might go towards a marketing program where every franchisee pays like, you know, I'm just making it up, but like 5% to the franchisor and 3% to the marketing fund. And then, of course, as a franchisor, you would use the 5% to develop them and 3% for marketing. That's the standard model. Another model that comes up in the cleaning industry is kind of where you would hire, what instead of employees, you would hire teams. And instead of being even 1099 contractors, you would kind of sell them little accounts. And your job would be to do the billing. It would be to do the sell the accounts, to do everything not related with cleaning. And then you would keep in the neighborhood of 20% of the billing and give 80% to them. And their job would just be to clean. So those are kind of the two big models. Which one are you interested in for this conversation?
I'd probably say the McDonald's model.
Okay. Which honestly, if you're talking about, I can't remember if you said it on air or off, but you'd mentioned the most recent or most serious person to approach you. You're in Anchorage. He wanted to open up in Hawaii. So it's certainly geographically quite a bit away. And I think the standard model of you do your own thing, we're not going to get you accounts and we're not going to, you know, do the billing or kind of be that involved makes more sense when you're kind of doing geographically. Now, if you had a neighboring town or if you just wanted other people to do the operations, the second thing might make more sense. Okay. So we're talking about franchising in terms of just kind of the standard large amount up front, 5 to 10% on a monthly basis, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. How many are you looking to do? 1, 10, 100, 1,000?
In the first year, we are hoping to at least hit the 200,000 mark.
I'm sorry. What I'm talking about is how many franchisees? I didn't ask the question well. How many franchisees would you be looking to license?
Oh, as of right now, we just want to try out the one and see how it works.
Okay, cool. So, and full disclosure, I've not franchised a business before. I did own a ServiceMaster franchise, and I've had businesses kind of between now and then that I've considered franchising and kind of spent some time going down that road with people that are experts in the industry. A couple tidbits that might be of value to you. The thing with franchising is it is a legal structure that's fairly well regulated. So if you were going to do an actual franchise, it wouldn't be as easy as, hey, give me a bunch of money and then give me a percentage of your company. There would be quite a few legal loopholes you'd have to go through to qualify. Just like when you start a business, you know, it's obviously much easier, but you need a business license and perhaps an LLC and other things like that. It's much more in depth. So I don't know that I would recommend the franchise model for one. It might cost you, and these are definitely things that I would pay a professional company to help you with, right? I wouldn't kind of navigate that on my own.
Right.
So if it's, you know, and I have no idea, but I'd imagine it's probably a $30,000 to $50,000 investment to get the legal paperwork set up so you are operating legally as a franchisor. The return on that investment, if you just have one, isn't going to be great. The other thing I'd probably do is, and this is, again, this is, if I woke up in your shoes, how would I go forward? If I was committed to doing a franchise, I would probably do 2 or 3 company-owned stores first. Because if I'm going to take, let's just call it $50,000 from somebody, and the deal is, for that $50,000, I'm going to sell you my systems of how to do, and it would be the name as well, typically. Doesn't have to be, so that's negotiable, right? But typically the franchise, you know, if McDonald's said, hey, I'll sell you a franchise, but you got to call it Mike's Burgers, I'm passing, right? So obviously Janco might have some name cachet in Anchorage, but it may not have any name cachet yet in Hawaii. So that may be negotiable at this point. But all that to say, if I'm going to take 50,000 American dollars, hard-earned money from a person, I want to be able to look them right in the eye and go, I have done this. I've repeated it. as long as you do what I tell you to do, as long as you follow these systems, it will work. So I'd probably open a couple corporate stores first. So I had two or three of those, and then maybe have my first franchisee be one of the managers for the corporate store. And if you're going, well, hold on, dummy, I got a guy that already wants to be a franchisee. How do I work that out? I might tell him, hey, I want to make sure before I take your money, it's a proven thing and it's a good fit and yada, yada, yada. And I would consider having him open a company-owned store in Hawaii and have that be your first kind of, and Hawaii's far, right? I'd probably just, and it's tough geographically, like I'm in Phoenix, so I might do one in Tucson or, you know, somewhere that's a couple hour drive. Obviously Hawaii and Alaska are not easy to get from one to another. So I probably, honest to goodness, if you've got a ton of money and you want to go big right off the bat, God bless you. I would encourage you to work with somebody who knows how to do that. Because first of all, you've got to, you know, invest the time and money to get the paperwork done to be a legal franchisor. Second, you've got to create systems to sell franchises. And then third, you've got to learn how to support those franchises. So just as you probably, I'm sure you learned early on, being a cleaner is totally different skill set and day-to-day kind of tasks than owning a cleaning company. Is that a fair statement before I continue?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
So, yeah. And so many people miss that, right? I'm really good at cleaning, therefore I'll be a great owner of a cleaning company. Wrong. Just, you know, e-myth talks about mechanics think they'll be a good auto repair shop owner. Not the case. People that are good at cutting hair think they'll be good at owning a salon. Very, very different skill sets. The same thing happens with owning a cleaning business. Very different than being a franchisor of a cleaning business. The franchisor's job is to really attract clients, create systems, and constantly be on top of giving the tools to your franchisees, whereas the owner of a company has a very different, you know, focus, and that focus is obviously getting customers, keeping them happy, building systems, so the building system's the same, but you've got your own kind of plate to worry about. So those are the things I know we kind of did like, hey, can you give me a 27 hour topic in 7.5 minutes? we're being pretty general, but I want to give you a couple things to give, and I'll give one more tidbit, let you ask any questions, and then we'll hit the lightning round. The other thing I've had feedback from two or three both companies that start and build franchisees or serve franchisors where you pay them to get you set up and sell your first couple franchises and all that, as well as people that are own franchises. The feedback I've gotten is 100 is the magic number. It's hard to make money with 5 or 10 because you got to remember it. If you've got one franchisee, it's going to take maybe half the work to serve him as it's going to take to serve 100, right? Because you've got to build systems to, how do I serve this franchisee? And it takes all of the systems to serve one. And then when you have 100, it's just a matter of duplicating, right? So if you're only, if this guy starts off and he does great and, you know, does maybe 200,000 in his first year, which would be phenomenal, and you're getting 5%, that's, you know, 10 grand to serve this one guy. So I think, long story short, it would be a losing proposition to do one or to go slow, right? So unless you had two or three company stores and you kind of were able to start with two or three, it might make more sense. Okay, there are my thoughts in no particular order, obviously. Feedback, questions, comments, rude remarks, name calling.
No, that was great. Thank you.
Anything in there I said that didn't make sense or that you wanted to clarify or dive deep on before I hit the clip?
No, yeah, that was awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm going to stop talking and let the wise lady with 3 million square foot under management share her insight. We're going to hit the lightning round. I'm going to give Cynthia 3 quick questions. I have no doubt she's going to give 3 very well-spoken answers. Question number 1, Cynthia, what is the best piece of advice you've ever received?
The best piece of advice I've received is probably, you know, treat people right. I know that that's kind of cliche, but in our industry, you know, I can't tell you how much it means when a client does, you know, acknowledge our work or, you know, acknowledge one of our janitors, and just treating people right and treat them, you know, honestly, the way that you would want to be treated. It sounds so, you know, just kiddish, but it's very, very true.
I got to say, Cynthia, things become a cliche because people say them so darn often, and people say them so darn often because they're so darn true. So I could not agree more in life and in business, janitorial business, maid service, any business you have, and in life. Treat people well is probably the best free advice you're going to, you know, ever get. All right. Question number 2. What's the biggest, I mean, gosh, in the last, don't know how long you've been involved, but in the 30-year history of your company, I'm sure you guys have made some doozy of mistakes. I would love to be able to share, maybe save Cleaning Nation from making some of the same mistakes. What's the biggest mistake you've made that we can all learn from?
I think one of the biggest mistakes is probably not doing your homework, and maybe entering into a partnership that you thought was going to be great and ended up not working out in your benefit. So it wasn't a win-win, and kind of just getting really emotionally tied and emotionally involved to a project when you haven't done your homework.
We will not, I promise I won't beat you up and get deep into that now, but that sounds like there is a story in there that you're not just saying it's something you've heard, but you've had some brain damage or some trauma that you would have liked to avoid.
Right. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you for sharing that. And I couldn't agree more. It's especially when you're going into any partnership, whether it's a customer that's going to be a large percentage of your business or an actual partnership or a franchisee, like we're talking about today. Doing your homework, you almost can't overstudy for that.
Right, exactly.
Well said, sister. Last question. What's one idea that Cleaning Nation can put into practice right away, business or personal, just something easily, quickly implementable that will improve their lives and or their business?
You know what? Never underestimate the power of relationships. You know, so much of our time now is consumed with, you know, media and social media, our phones and email and texting, that we forget the value of really just having that one-on-one time with, whether that's our employee, you know, our manager, our client, our vendor, contractors. You know, we spend so much time just kind of nodding away and busy that we don't take the initiative to be intentional with our relationships and how that kind of, you know, have a rippling effect in our community and gets, you know, business out.
Gosh, I got to say, Cynthia, just one thing I've noticed over doing, a couple hundred of these episodes that I want to give to Cleaning Nation, the newer or smaller business owners I talk to when I hear these lightning rounds are more of their feedback is kind of granular, don't do this, do this, like kind of specific tactical ideas. And there's nothing wrong with those. Those can be very helpful. But generally, when I talk to people, once they've broken that kind of multi-million dollar range, they've got 100 employees or a couple hundred employees, they've been doing it for a while, most of their lightning round stuff, most of those answers are bigger picture, like you said, like treat people well, invest in people, look eyeball to eyeball, build actual relationships. So I just want to encourage you folks, if you're in that category of like, hey, I'm kind of doing that six figures, I want to move to seven, not only is Cynthia just hitting it right on the head, but generally the folks that are in that position, including myself, focus more time on kind of those bigger picture build relationships, as opposed to your cost of goods sold should be, you know, 53% or less, or, you know, kind of that granular stuff. Any thoughts on that before we close out, Cynthia?
No, it's been great. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Glad I could have you. Hope I could help. It's such a big topic to cover in the time that we had. But Cynthia, I really appreciate you for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion, your desire to grow, your experience. I appreciate you. I know the Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, when you want to check out Cynthia's show notes page and get everything you need to grow your cleaning company, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.